Good morning and welcome to our special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're sitting in today for Justice and Drew. Andrew, John, and Miss Sam will be back tomorrow with their regular programming, but as they do each year, and this is our 10th anniversary of doing this, they turn the morning show over to Minnesota Military Radio so that we can talk about Memorial Day and what it means. We got a special list of guests joining us today. We had co-host Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Wynn will be here the first hour. Commissioner Larry Herkey from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs will be here during the 7 o'clock hour. And Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen, will be along for the third hour. And joining him will be Director Joe Kelly from Homeland Security, Senator Klobuchar, Governor Walz, and we've got lots and lots of veteran service organizations and guests in between. And right now I'd like to welcome Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Wynn. Chaplain Wynn, welcome back for, I don't know how many years in a row this is. You've joined us at Zero Dark Hundred, 0600, to talk about Memorial Day. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Tom. I'm so grateful to be here. I wasn't here last year because of deployment with Sergeant Ben, but congratulations to you and the show on 10 amazing years of honoring our nation's fallen.
Well, thank you, Colonel. We're glad to have you and Sergeant Ben back from your deployment last year. And due to the COVID-19, there's restrictions on who can be together. So we've got Zach back in the station, as usual, running everything. And you and Sergeant Ben are here in my conference room, hooked up just like you were last year to the same remote equipment that you used over in the desert. And that was a different year last year, but we're certainly thrilled to have you back, sir.
A little less dusty here than Camp Arifchan, Kuwait, when we last talked on Memorial Day. So thanks again, Tom.
Chaplain, this is a solemn day, and I always like to start the day off with you. It seems appropriate because we need to talk about all of those service members that the United States has lost in combat since we started as a country. And I heard General Miller yesterday talk about over 1 million service members that we've lost, and even 400,000 in World War II. And of course, this is the 75th anniversary of VEJ, was victory in Europe, and VJJ, victory in Japan. And I wonder, Chaplain, if you could just explain to our listeners, there's a big difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day.
That's right. Memorial Day began, as most of us know, as an opportunity. We call it Decoration Day after the Civil War, and it gave us the opportunity to commemorate the war dead of the Union and the Confederacy. And then in the 20th century, that honor had been extended to all Americans who've died in all wars. And as we know, Memorial Day is a poignant opportunity to stop and reflect. It's also the mark of the beginning of summer. So although there's, you know, sales and there's discounts and there's commercials on TV that make reference to Memorial Day, really, this is the time as a nation where we stop to honor those who have paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
And Chaplain, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about VEJ and VJ Day. And I saw a quote yesterday from President Truman in his address to the nation on Japan's surrender. And his words went, "It is our responsibility, ours the living, to see to it that this victory shall be a monument worthy of the dead who died to win it. Our fallen warriors gave their last breath to our country for our freedom. Today, let us pause in quiet reverence to reflect on the incredible dedication of these valiant men and women and their families, invoking divine providence as we continue pursuing our noble goal of lasting peace in the world." And, of course, Chaplain, Memorial Day is the day that we want to stop and remember those who have paid the price for our freedom. And later today, we want to observe a national moment of remembrance at 3 o'clock. Just to stop from your activities, whether you're barbecuing or whether you're today you're not visiting with too many family members because of the COVID, but just to stop and remember and give thanks to those that stood up and continue to stand up to serve their country so that we can enjoy our freedoms.
That's such a powerful statement by President Truman, Tom, and the, you know, his words, it's our duty. So that's you know, an implication to us, the living, and we've also got to pass that on to the generations that are coming up behind us so that they don't forget either, because without it, then that sacrifice is in vain.
Chaplain, we've been doing Minnesota Military Radio for 10 years, and I've gotten to watch the deployments over and over and over again since 2001. I don't even know if anybody knows how many troops have been deployed, but the thing that just is amazing to me, I think our listeners know I'm a Vietnam veteran and I served in combat, and as I watch, people sign up, they join the Minnesota National Guard, they join the active duty services, they're deployed, they come back, they re-enlist, they go again. Why do they keep coming back? Where do they come from, Chaplain?
Well, they come from every square and corner of our nation. It's America's sons and daughters that we continue to send forward. When you talk about VE Day and VJ Day, for my generation, you know, Generation X, we look to our fathers and our grandfathers, those who have served, and what they've passed on to us, that genuine sense of patriotism and standing up for those who can't stand up for themselves, has continued to motivate us. I grew up in a military family, didn't really know any different, but of course the reasons you stay after 10, 20, 30 years are so much different than the reasons you join. And I stay because it's my family, that I want to, you know, give that opportunity to enjoy freedom. It's my grandfather and his generation to honor them, and for now my grandkids, to ensure that they've got a safe and free society in which they can grow up and live.
Chaplain, it becomes a tradition from where I have observed it. My grandfather came here from Ireland 108 years ago. My father and his brother served in World War II. My older brother served in the Marines, two tours of duty in Vietnam. I served in Vietnam. My son served in the Navy. Mm. In the short 100-some years we've been here, you know, several generations have served, and we've interviewed a lot of folks that have a very long military history going back 200 years.
Absolutely.
And they keep coming, they keep coming back, they keep serving, and they keep standing up for our freedom.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
In my immediate family, there's been 10 of us. My cousin, Sergeant First Class Nicholas Cuffell, just retired from the Minnesota National Guard after 20 years. So of the 10, I'm the only one still remaining. And, you know, I've got three kids, and maybe my daughter would consider joining and, you know, following in my footsteps. But who knows? It may skip a generation, go to the grandkids. That's for them to decide. But we want them to do ultimately what the Lord has them to do. As a chaplain, certainly you could expect me to say that. But what a great honor and a thrill to serve next to great men and women in uniform to do what we do.
And, Chaplain, you've got another tradition. Not only does your family serve in the military, but your father was a chaplain as well.
Well, he wasn't a chaplain. He was a field artillery officer. But my grandfather came home from the Korean War, and he would say that was my grandmother, his wife's prayers and his faith that led him out of, you know, undiagnosed PTSD, self-medication, to the VA, where he got dry right here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And Grandpa Gene then became a deacon in the Catholic Church in the late 70s and lived out his days taking communion to shut-ins and invalids, and you know, really was able to convert his wartime experience into peace.
Chaplain, you've got some wonderful traditions in your family. We're going to have a good hour this hour. We're going to talk to the Patriot Guard, Representative Tom Emmer from U.S. Congress, and John Knapp from Fort Snelling National Cemetery. We have to take a short break, Chaplain. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. Good morning. I'm Tom Lyons, host of Minnesota Military Radio, joining you today for our special Memorial Day broadcast, brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. Find more information online at TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com. My co-host this hour has been Chaplain Buddy Wynn, and Chaplain, good to have you back again.
Thank you, Tom. Great to be here at your office. This is a change for us as a departure from years past, given our physical distancing requirements.
Physical distancing. Yes, sir. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, we got a special guest joining us from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard, Doug Bly. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning, Doug.
Did you set two or three alarm clocks this morning to make sure you could get up, Doug?
Yes, I did, sir. No, we're not going to repeat what happened a couple of years ago.
No. We don't talk about that. Doug, we wanted to start off. The chaplain said, when I told him you were coming on, he says, I wonder who Doug thinks about on Memorial Day after he has his first cup of coffee, or maybe why he's having it.
You know, a number of years ago, my neighbor, John Gorman, was just a fabulous man. He was a Ranger, 2nd Battalion in World War II. And I had the honor of visiting two of his battle buddies in France, where they were buried. He was part of the D-Day invasion, and Two of his best friends were buried in the Brittany American Cemetery in St. Michael, France, and I had the opportunity to go and put a flag by each of their headstones. And probably one of the most unique things they do there is to take sand from Omaha Beach, take it to these military cemeteries scattered throughout France, and as you take a picture of it, they rub wet sand on the marble headstone so the names pop out. And then as the sand dries, it obviously falls off. But their boots all touched sand in France as they came on shore, and unless they parachuted in, of course. And so it just kind of stays with them. And I think of those gentlemen, and I think of those beautiful cemeteries. We toured the Colville-sur-Mer, the Private Ryan Cemetery, and standing on the beach and looking up at the top of the hill and knowing it was on fire and machine guns raining down and mortars, and how those young men had the courage and the bravery to get off those boats and save the world. And those are the ones I think about. Particularly, there's a story in the Star Tribune this morning about a pilot from Minnesota whose remains were identified and they're going to bury in the Colville-sur-Mer Cemetery. And I just think of them, Tom. It's just the courage of these young men who, from all over the country, from all walks of life, and just had the courage to do the right thing and save the world. And those are the ones I think about. It's many of them are the forgotten ones. One of my dad's best friends was lost in North Korea, and they still haven't recovered his remains. You know, the family never forgot that. And those are the ones I think about today. You know, obviously I know so many Gold Star families here in Minnesota. They all have an empty chair at this celebration. Today, this is no celebration today. It's a commemoration of their loss. It's a commemoration of sacrifice. And it's a commemoration of courage. And that's really when you talk about what do we think about today. It's beyond me. I never had the courage to sign that blank check that these young men and young women have signed. And I'm forever in their debt, as I think we all are. And we all think about them today.
Chaplain, we discussed that it was 75 years ago, VE Day, when victory in Europe, not VJ Day, victory in Japan. But it's days like today where even in this year of the COVID-19, we have physical separation because we have to follow the rules, but it's a great thing to have the chaplains around to help us understand the emotions that we go through when we think about all those who served and all those who died, especially on beaches such as Normandy and Utah, Omaha, and so forth.
Yeah, and our Minnesota National Guardsmen who deployed in support of World War I, I think about first the 125 Field Artillery and others, first the 151 Field Artillery, you know, they had to come home to a pandemic in 1918. We forget that. And Chaplain David Thompson, retired naval chaplain, has written extensively about that. He lives in Rosemount, and he sends me stories and updates, and it's absolutely amazing what we've endured as a nation to continue to press forward and to serve. But what a great tribute by Doug. Doug, thank you so much. That was, you know, you didn't have these questions in advance. Tom didn't load that up for you. That was clearly from the heart, and we appreciate that tribute to those men, not only in France, but North Korea as well.
Doug, the Minnesota Patriot Guard, as we've talked about many, many times on our show, is all about honor, dignity, and respect at memorial services honoring fallen military heroes, honorably discharged veterans, and line-of-duty police, firefighters, first responders. Can you give us an update? What's the status of the Minnesota Patriot Guard? You've been, during the stay-at-home orders, you've been on hold as well, but it sounds like you're going to have to get back in action soon.
Well, and, you know, I think we've been waiting for the right, safe moment to do that. We're following the lead from the National Military Cemeteries, Fort Snelling, as they open up and become, you know, open to larger gatherings and groups for funerals, as we're certainly going to be there. We work within the guidelines of what they provide to us. We work with, obviously, at the invitation of family, but now also in close coordination with funeral home directors as we go forward to make sure that everyone's comfortable. We'll make sure that our team is safe, and it's up to our team to make sure they're safe as well. But we're waiting for the day, Tom. It's been difficult to hear about the loss of our veterans and, you know, the families that we've got a number of requests and we can't honor them based on following safe guidelines and following the directions of the funeral home. So we're waiting for the day, Tom. It's coming soon.
And Doug, a little later in this hour, John Knapp from Fort Snelling National Cemetery is going to call in and give us an update on not only today's services, but how things are going out at Fort Snelling. And we hope to see the Minnesota Patriot Guard riders back on the line. Because as you and I've talked many times, particularly when my grandchildren lost their other grandfather, and I went down to the church and your guys were standing in the line. It was an incredible emotional experience. My hat's off to the Minnesota Patriot Guard riders. They do a marvelous job. And Chaplain, you've been deployed several times and come back. Isn't it heartwarming to see the riders there at your departure ceremonies? And, of course, their favorite mission is welcome home.
Tom, I'll never forget looking out of the front of the bus as we crossed from Wisconsin to Minnesota to see that escort of the Patriot Guard as we return home from Iraq.
Mr. Bly, like to appreciate you calling in this morning. Wish you a good Memorial Day holiday, and we're looking forward to seeing the Minnesota Patriot Guard riders back in action.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you both for your service to this country, and to my Gold Star friends, I'm thinking of you today.
Thanks, Doug.
God bless, Doug.
This is a Memorial Day broadcast brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. We'll be right back with Representative Tom.
5 FM.
Good morning. I'm Tom Lyons, your host of this special Memorial Day broadcast on Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. Justice and Drew, Andrew, John, and Miss Sam will be back tomorrow morning. My co-host this hour has been Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Wynn, and Chaplain, we got a special guest with us today calling in. It's Representative Tom Emmer. Representative Emmer, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom and Chaplain. Happy Memorial Day. I know we're not necessarily supposed to call it that, but I hope you're having a good one.
Tom, I think you remember how to do this radio stuff. You did it for a while.
Not as good as the golden pipes of Tom Lyons.
Oh.
For a little while.
You're very generous,
sir.
But you're very generous with your comments. This is the 10th year of the Memorial Day special, and we're glad to have you on. Chaplain Wynn looks healthy. Sergeant Ben's over here looking healthier as ever, and they're both back from a deployment last year, so we're great to, we're happy to have them with us. But I know, Tom, that I wanted to ask you about your great uncle.
Yeah, John W. Emmer Jr. You know, I don't remember if we talked about this last year, Tom, because it had just come out last year or the year before. So J.W. Emmer, I enlisted. He was the oldest of my great grandfather's children, and he was in World War II. He was actually a photographer assigned to a bomber squadron. The B-24. That he was flying on was called Heaven Can Wait, and there are amazing pictures, you know, how they used to doll up the planes with the artwork on the front. They were part of the 320th Squadron of the Jolly Rogers 90th Bombardment Group. And on March 11th, 1944, they were on a mission to bomb Japanese anti-aircraft batteries around Hansa Bay, New Guinea. When they were hit and they crashed into the ocean off of Hansa Bay. The crew had been declared missing in action for 74 years when just a couple years back, an outfit called Project Recover located the fuselage in a little bit more than 200 feet of water. And now, not only did they bring the story back for a lot of the families of the soldiers that were on that flight, but they might actually be able to recover some of the remains. It continues on to this day, Tom, the recovery project. But it just brought back some amazing stories. I remember growing up and being told when I lived in, well, since I've lived in Delano, there was a gentleman by the name of Billy Metz, who happened to be my great-grandfather's personal assistant back in 1944. And Billy Metz, when I first was introduced to him, told me a story about how he was the one who delivered the telegram for the U.S. government to my grandfather, my great-grandfather, on St. Patrick's Day, 1944. And he said, you know, your great-grandfather never spoke of it again and never wore green again. It's interesting. We should never forget the men and women and the families who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. That's what today is all about.
Chaplain, I had an uncle that went down in a B-17 over in Austria in 1944. And when I did the research on him, probably like Mr. Tom Emmer's done on his uncle, J.W., the emotions that come from that, you haven't even met those people, but they were serving their country, and they gave the ultimate sacrifice. It's hard to deal with.
Tom, and Representative, thank you for that story. I've been honored to participate in the dignified transfer of remains of Korean War veterans who have later been found and identified and returned home to their family, and those wounds and the realities of that loss are just as fresh the day that beloved soldier comes home as the day they got the news. It's really incredible.
And our friends at the Patriot Guard tell me that some of their best missions are the repatriation events when they bring those folks back from and they found them. Representative Emmer, it's a busy morning. We've got a few minutes. I understand you've been working on the SAVE Act.
SAVE Act, actually, it's really important, Tom. I don't know if... First, let's make it clear what it is. The SAVE Act, all these great, in the alphabet soup that is Washington, D.C., with all these acronyms to describe acts and different departments, the SAVE Act actually is something that would ensure that the Veterans Administration has the accountability mechanisms in place to successfully offer same-day physical and mental health treatment to veterans in need. Right now, you guys are probably aware of this, but maybe some of your listeners are not. 166 veterans medical centers offer some form of same-day service for veterans, but the issue was the being able to document the progress to make sure that these programs are actually providing the results that we hope they do. The Minneapolis VA was one of the centers that the GAO studied in a report that showed that the Veterans Health Administration often lacked the documented objectives and performance goals, which makes it difficult to track progress. So this legislation, the SAVE Act, would actually implement the Government Accountability Office's recommendations to ensure that proper service is not only delivered to our veterans, but that they receive the benefits of that service. So it's been endorsed, Tom, by the veteran service organizations, including the American Legion, the VFW, Disabled American Veterans, Paralyzed Veterans of America, and the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. So it's important legislation. It's a nonpartisan piece of work that it's about our soldiers who have, freedom is not free. Again, it's what today is all about.
Tom, appreciate your help in Congress on those things, and I know you're right in the thick of all of the stuff going on with COVID. But one of the side problems there is we've been trying to fight veteran suicide. They said an average of 22 a day. They said it went down to 20, but I read recently that it's bounced back up to about 26 a day with the isolation and the depression of staying home alone. And I'm sure that you're keeping an eye on that and helping to support all the agencies that are trying to eliminate that plague from our veterans.
Well, we got to get back to some type of normalcy, Tom, because isolation, leaving people to themselves, they don't have any social contact. I mean, that's when the demons take over. And I'm just going to tell you, one of the reasons that I got involved with Wounded Warriors a decade ago, with these charity hockey games and the different events that we've done, is to get our veterans out of their homes, to get them out socially interacting, to give them a support group. And right now, these are challenging times, and I don't fault anyone for, taking the steps to protect themselves. But we got to remember there are some consequences to the isolation and the challenges that people are dealing with. And many of those consequences fall squarely upon our military veterans. So I'm glad you brought it up, Tom. I just, again, anybody who's listening, if you got a friend, family member, somebody you've met over time, now's a good day to just give them a call and see how they're doing.
Representative Emmer, thanks for taking the time to join us again this year, and I hope you and your family stay safe.
Hey, you guys too, Chaplain, Sergeant Benz. Have a great Memorial weekend, guys.
Thank you, sir. That was Representative Tom Emmer. This Memorial Day broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to check in on the Fort Snelling National Cemetery.
5 FM.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio's special Memorial Day broadcast. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. The show's been brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. Joining us now is retired Lieutenant Colonel John Knapp from the United States Marine Corps.
Hoorah.
Colonel, the chaplain says, hoorah! Colonel, welcome to the show.
You make me stand at attention every time you do that.
Well, it's good to get up first thing in the morning and stand up, isn't it, sir?
Yes, sir.
Colonel, we've had a funny year. We got a pandemic. It's hit the United States. It's hit Minnesota. And it's affecting the way that we do things on Memorial Day. Can you tell us what's the impact been on Fort Snelling National Cemetery?
Well, it's been a pretty big impact. As you know, all national cemeteries had to forego their normal public ceremony. And you know, out here at Fort Snelling, we do have about 3,000 to 5,000 people show up. It's the largest ceremony in the state on Memorial Day. So we've foregone that, but we have taken that ceremony and put it together. It looks exactly like a normal ceremony, and put it in a video feed, a virtual, and it's on our Facebook page, so people can watch it. It's up right now. And it includes the guest speaker or keynote speaker of General Votel. I think you know him well.
Yes, sir. We've had him on the show. He's a wonderful warrior.
He is, and he's a great speaker, and he walked us through some really nice thoughts on Memorial Day and gave some personal stories. So it's worth watching if you get a chance to go out to Facebook and take a look at that.
So all they have to do is go to Facebook, Fort Snelling National Cemetery, and that video is up there. Now, Colonel, I was out there yesterday visiting. I have lots of relatives in your care and keep out there, and I just wanted to tell the listeners that you invited me out there a few years ago, and I had a tour of Fort Snelling, and I heard some stories about you and all your staff out there, many of whom are veterans, and I came away impressed with the fact that even if a veteran comes to Fort Snelling alone with no one else there, that you and your staff take the time to witness the burial and take great care of all of those veterans that are in your keep. And I just want to thank you and your staff. You're doing a marvelous job. And I was thinking about that yesterday when I came out to visit my parents and my brother and lots of friends and relatives. Although I did notice that traffic was much lighter this year than it has been in the past, sir.
It has, and that's largely because people are, you know, still, I guess, worried about the CDC guidelines. And we encourage them to continue to adhere to those guidelines. But they are welcome to come visit individual graves like you did, sir. And, of course, we're trying to do in keeping with what we call No Veteran Ever Dies. And that is making sure if we continue to say the stories of these veterans and continue to tell their story and keep their memory alive, then they will never truly die in our hearts. So it's a real important thing for us to do. I can't say enough about the staff here. They're a group of incredible, loyal, loving Americans that day in and day out, cold, hot, rain, snow, sleet, they're here taking care of our veterans and their loved ones in this national shrine.
Chaplain, even with the cremains of our veterans are sent into Fort Snelling, they kind of save them up. And the last couple of years, I think the Patriot Guard riders have been joining them, and they have a ceremony, and they bury them out there. And just fantastic. We've got somebody like retired Lieutenant Colonel Knapp out there overseeing that operation and taking care of our veterans.
And the way he just described that, Colonel Knapp and your whole team, Bob and Kirk, guys I used to work with out there in the Guard, what a meaningful reflection on the purpose and the mission.
Well, thank you, sir. And it's not me. It's the crew out here that really does the work. I just get to take credit for what they do, but not really. They're the ones that get all the credit. They are incredibly loyal workers that take to heart the mission and make sure that they don't let anyone down. This is a very sacred place for us, as where it is for the community. And we want to make sure that extra special care is always there.
Sir, the cemetery looked great yesterday, and Sergeant Ben just reported to me, he checked Facebook, and that video is up, so invite all our listeners to go to Facebook, check out Fort Snelling National Cemetery, watch the video. That's the way we get to experience Fort Snelling with our social distancing in 2020. And Colonel Knapp, I want to thank you once again for joining us on this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for the opportunity, Tom. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, sir. Chaplain Nguyen, we've had quite an hour. It goes in about, it seems like just a few minutes, doesn't it?
It's never enough time together, Tom.
Never enough time. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left, sir, and I can't wait for your final thoughts, as usual.
For our listeners, those that are live with us this morning on Memorial Day and those that will listen later, you know, my word of encouragement to you is to educate yourself and your family and your loved ones about what today really means. Remember those the families of the fallen in your prayers and your reflections today, and even consider volunteering or donating to a veterans organization so that we can continue to care for those who make freedom possible. For Colette and I, Tom, and I know for you and your bride, you'll probably do something similar. We will pause at 3 p.m., which is our national moment of remembrance. Colette and I will pause to reflect and to pray. And I like to listen to Mansions of the Lord, which is this beautiful, haunting hymn. The Army Band has a rendition of it that's just really helps to capture the essence of the memory. And it gives us that opportunity to commend our war dead once again to eternal rest. For me today, I remember Lance Corporal John Hicks of Atco, New Jersey. I remember Carlos Orozco of San Jose, California, two Marines that 2147 Aviation back in Iraq in 2007. We helped to start their journey home to their final resting place and to be with their families. So you never forget that kind of an experience, and I remember them in my thoughts today. And also the Men of Love Company, 3rd Battalion, 8th Cavalry, out of the 1st Cav Division in Unsan, North Korea, November 1950. And their chaplain was Father Emil Capon, a Catholic priest from Kansas, who had served in World War II in Burma. And he was one who saved the lives of several of his men as he stood up to his captors. He died in captivity in North Korea in 1951 in May. And so those are the men and the families that are in my thoughts today. And thank you again for the chance to be here with you. And especially congratulations on 10 years of honoring our nation through shows like this.
Chaplain, it just wouldn't be Memorial Day without you joining us on the first hour and giving us your blessings and your prayers to remember all of those wonderful service members that have and continue to stand up to serve our country. No matter what comes, they'll stand up, they'll do their job, and they'll pay the ultimate sacrifice if they have to. It's just amazing. It's wonderful. And enjoy your company. Thanks for joining us today, sir.
I will, and though we're physically distant, we're always close in heart. And it's. I look for the next chance to sit down and talk with you, Tom.
This is our special Memorial Day broadcast, the Minnesota Military Radio. We'll be right back in hour two with Commissioner Larry Herkey.